Lamed Dalav Beis.
Good morning, Rabbi Reingold. How are you?
Good, how are you? Nosta b'megdo, v'ovar ha-mafteach. A person put the Erev inside of this box. It was locked. And he lost the key. So he can't get his Erev. So the Mishnah, Tanakhama says, erase the Erev. No, it's still a valid Erev. If you don't know where the key is, and you don't have a way to open up the box to get the Erev, it's not a valid Erev, because Erev has to be roy to eat to be considered a valid Erev. So Rashi, Vavad Mavtech, Erev Erev. The Gemara Mepharshel, the Gemara is going to explain why is it a valid Erev. Now, the case was that the Migdal was placed in Rishus HaYochid. The Habib Mavteach, the Habib Shum Isser, the Hu Veiru Rishus HaYochid. Because if the Migdal is in Rishus HaRabim, the key is not going to help you because you can't carry the key and put it into the Migdal. The case was that the Migdal was in Rishus HaYochid, there's no problem carrying the key there. The problem was you don't have the key. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, Vamai, why is it a valid error according to the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yezus writes, Hu b'mokam echad b'mokam achar. He and his error went to different places because inside the box and he can't get to it. Okay. That's the most Kasha. Now, there's an option of breaking the Migdal. Right? So is that a valid option? We know that breaking something it goes generally under the purview of the Malacha of Sosir, of destroying something. Breaking, which applies to binyanim, to binyan, the opposite of bona is soser, building something and then demolishing something. But it only applies to things where binyan is relevant, soser is relevant. So is there such a thing as binyan by Caleb, building a kli? Is the malach of bona applied to a kli? So Tosis raises the question over here. We have a farish mishnah we had back in the Sefer Shabbos, that a person ought to break open a wooden barrel, to get the food inside. So what's the difference between breaking the Migdal to get the food inside or breaking the barrel to get the food inside? What's the difference? And we have a rule, ein binyan mistir b'kelim. The malacha of bona and sosa do not apply to a kli. So this Migdal is a kli. So Tosis has a few approaches over here. He says, number one, we're talking about a very large Migdal. And as we'll see in the Gemara, even though it's a mobile item, when it reaches a certain size, it gets the status of not of a kli anymore, but like karka. So that's already, then binyan mistir would apply to it. Number one.
Doesn't have to be attached to the ground. Just
even not being attached to the ground. It reaches a certain size, so that's considered, it moves out of the status of a kli to be considered like an oil. So then already binyan and stir applies to an oil. That's number one. So Tosis, maybe that's the case over here. Tosis says, furthermore, I have a Gemara in Shabbos where binyan mistir does apply to a kli. The more which we had in Shabbos, beginning of Perek HaBoneh, talks about a case where a person puts an axe handle into the axe, he's chayv because of bona. Right? Well, it's a kli, but you see means, so it says, you have to, either we do have a Gemara which says, ein binyan mistir b'kelim. So you have to say that there's different levels of binyan. A full binyan applies even to a kli. A minor binyan doesn't apply to a kli, but it would apply to something which is attached to the character. So binyan does apply, then stir also applies. So then wrap, destroying this whole thing totally, that's going to be osur. So the Tosis has a lot of relevance to the lochas of opening containers and Shabbos. Want to break it open the containers, I want to rip open my container of my matzah box to get the matzahs inside. Opening a can. Right? So well, it's stira. All you're doing is you're being served something. Well, ain't been you stir of a kale. And it's not a big thing. It's not like. But on the other hand, Tosis says now when it's stira gemur, it's a total destruction, it's usur, even by kale. So Tosis says, the Mishnah says you're allowed to break the chavis. If I have a Mishnah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to break the chavis, the barrel, to get the food inside. So the Mora in Be'ah says that the case of the chavis was a case of a mustaki. So remember we learned Be'ah a while back. But the case over there, the Mora says that it was a kli made out of a lot of little pieces. glued together. So it was an inferior kli to start with. So you just break apart the connection and it falls apart. So that's the case which is mutter. But to break open a bona fide normal chavis, Tosis says is also. So Tosis basically puts a very big limit on opening containers. That mission says you're allowed to break open something to get the contents. It's only by you deal with a very inferior type of an item. So that's what Tosis ends up with over here. And this sheet is brought down in the beginning of Siman Shin Yudalit. In Halacha, this sheet is brought down. So the discussion, which all of the posts discuss, the issue of opening kalim is. So if I have something which is not an inferior type of material, but the nature of our society is we deal with it as if it was inferior. A can. It's not inferior. A can can last, it's a very strong thing. It can last for 1,000 years. But in our society, we deal with it as if it's an inferior thing. We open it once, you throw it away, and it's worthless. Is that considered... what's the definition of inferior? Is it based on physical reality or based on the form of usage? That's where the argument of opening containers comes from, all based on this thesis. This thesis comes up a few places in Shas, but this is one of the places where it comes up. So to argue more, Tosis says, it's dealing with the bona fide kli, and Mora says you can't break it open. Even though in binyan mistira kalim, but a full bona fide binyan mistira does apply to kalim. Okay. So Mora answers, hacha b'mayaskina, hacha b'migdol shalavana maskina. Talking about a case, it was a migdol made out of bricks. It wasn't a wooden one, but it was one made out of bricks. Okay? And the Mora is going to explain. So, why is that different? It's the same problem still. Remeir says that you're allowed. To, not only is it chachila, you're allowed to in that situation. You need food, you're allowed to take off the bricks and get the food inside. It's not bayishemilu milohu peris sosum. You had a building which is full of food inside, and it's closed. It has no opening. Venifchas, and it broke open. So notum b'makam b'chas. The Tanakhama says that you're allowed to take the food out from through the opening. And we don't say that to consider the food as muksa, because since the beginning of Shabbos you cannot break open the house. So all the food inside it becomes muksa. And now when it breaks open on Shabbos, so the food is muksa. We don't say that. We say that you're allowed to take the food out. That's a Tanakhama. The mayor says, you're allowed to go and take it out. So that's pshat in our Mishnah. Verses 1 second. I mean, that's not logical. That Remeir was only matter in a case that there was no mortar. So it's just bricks stacked one on top of the other, not attached in any way, shape, or form. So Remeir holds that that you're allowed to take the brick out because it's not really attached to anything. It's not really breaking anything by taking the brick out. It's not part of anything. There's a pile of bricks. I said, okay, fine. We'll say the case of Amisha was a case of Avir Delivni, that the bricks were not attached with any mortar, they were just piles. Mor says, 1 second, still not good. Rabbi Zera, B'yantav Amru, Avoloi B'Shabbos, that even her mayor was matter, there was only matter on Yomtiv, which Chazal saw an extra level of a chiv of Simcha on Yomtiv, so in order to get the food, Chazal were matter.
It would be like taking the top off a jar.
Well, the top of the jar is made to screw on and off regularly.
So the bricks that aren't cemented, they can just put them back.
Right, but they're not made really to take on and off on a regular basis. So the Tanakhama says you can't do it. A jar, everybody agrees, is mutter. Okay, so Mora says, but even Remeir was only mutter on Yom Tov because of Simchas Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. So Mora says, Hachanam B'Yom Tov, you'll have to say the case of our Mishnah is B'Yom Tov. So according to this Teretz, our Mishnah told my case of an Yom Tov in a container which is made out of bricks which are not attached to each other. And the Tanakhama says it's a valid Erev because you can get to it. And Rabbi Eliezer argues, says, no, he holds it to Chacham over there, that you can't, you don't want to break it open. Okay, for the Markasha. Ihachi, if the case is talking about a case of Yom Tov, it's not going to work. Because Hanukkah, the Tani law, would it then be true that Brisa, which explains our Mishnah, in the case of Mishnah, the case of Yom Tov, how can we say the following Brisa? It's like this, Rebbe Lee, Rebbe Lee, that's it's a Tosefta. Over there, it's Rebbe Elazar. Omer. In Be'ir Ovid, Eruva Erev. Okay? If you lost the key somewhere in the city, so the Erev is still valid, because you could potentially find the key and bring the key to where the Erev is, and open it up. In Besodom, if he lost the key in the field, ain't Eruva Erev. It's not a valid Erev. Now, what's the difference between the city and the field? So on Shabbos, the answer is because the city is closed and you can carry inside the city. And the field is open and you can't carry inside the field. But Ibe Yomtif, Malir, Malisod, if the case is still coming, case of Yomtif, well, you're allowed to carry a Yomtif, so I can carry the key from the field to the Migdal also. So if you're telling the case of Mishnah is the case of Yomtif, why would the Brisa say on Yomtif, why would the Brisa say in the field it's a problem? So most of the time, okay, so Shabbos, your Pshat doesn't work. Where says no? So Matzav Achikatani, we could add into the Tosefta the following Kenech. We're missing a step in the Tosefta, and this is how you'd have to learn the Tosefta. Most of the Migdol Gadol Bafanav Vavaram of Teach Reza Erev. You put it into the Migdol. You locked up and you lost the key. Zot the Tanakamah Tzilan Erev. V'medav amamurim b'yamtav al b'shabbos ene ruva erev. But that's only true on Yomtav, but on Shabbos it's not, because according to the case is a case of these bricks and you can't open it up on Shabbos. Nimsa mafteach bein b'ir bein b'sadu ene ruva erev. If you found the key, so the Tanakamah says it doesn't help me. It's not a valid Erev. Even on Shabbos. Eliezer Omer, Be'ir, Eruva Erev. Besada, and Eruva Erev. He says, no, in the city it is a valid Erev. And I'll tell you, this is the correct quote from the Tosefta. Now, why Be'ir, according to the Tanakhama, is not a good Erev? You found the key, so you could bring the key to the box. So the answer is, even though the city is walled, there's another problem of a Ruva Chetzeris. And each Chetzer had its own Erev. So I can't carry from where I found the key, which is in Chetzer number one, to where the box is in Chetzer number two. Okay? So it's not really as in that. Okay? Be'ir in Ruva Erev, Kirib Shimon. Domar, Rav Shimon Shita is the following. Even though we say that there's a problem of Ruva Chetzeris, and so I have a chotzer here with five houses, I have a chotzer with five houses, if they don't make an Erev together, you can't carry from one to the other. But Rav Shimon Shita, which we've had before, Rav Shimon said before, but carrying on the roofs and items which started out Shabbos in the chotzer, and if there's a karfif, all those are considered one rishus, they don't need a Ruva Chetzeris. So the carry from where I found it in Chatzar A, which means the beginning of Shabbos, it was in the Chatzar. And a keli which was Shabbos in the Chatzar. I'm allowed to carry anywhere in the Chatzar without an Erev. Okay? But Shimon says, oh, not only can I carry it to the Chatzar, I can go onto the rooftop and carry it to the next Chatzar. According to Shimon. Domer Echad Gagas, Vechad Chatzeris, Vechad Karfifis, Rishus Achas, Hain, the Kelim Shabbos B'Soicha. He deals with all of the roofs and all of the chetzeres and all of the karfifas, the parks of the city, as one rishus. They do not need a ruva chetzeres from one to the other for kalim which started out Shabbos in the chutz of the gag or the karfif. Kalim which started out Shabbos in the bayis, this doesn't work for. The kalim which started out in the chutzer, maybe, so he lost the key and it was sitting in the chutzer number 10. It's no problem. Take the key, go up to the roof, and climb from one chutzah to the next, or go through the mavi and bring it to the chutzah number one, where the box is. According to the Hanukkah, you can't do that because each chutzah is a separate unit. You can't carry from one chutzah to the other. Okay, so that's in the city. So the Hanukkah doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. So it says there's nobody to get the key where you found in chutzah number 10 to the box in chutzah number one. Rav Shimon says, yes, you could. He holds like Rav Shimon. Besada, ain't a ruva erev, But in the Sada, the Erev is not a good Erev. Because remember, we're dealing with that it has to be, you have to be able to take the key to the box, and the Sada is a Carmelis, and you can't carry it. It's Ben Hashmashes, and according to Rebbe Ben Hashmashes, we were not good at the Rabbanans. Rabbanan, we go with the Rabbanan, which holds that the Yisrael of the Rabbanan do apply Ben Hashmashes, and therefore, you cannot, there's no way to carry the kli, excuse me, the key to the box. And that's all talking about on Shabbos. So that's one answer. Let's see Rashi. Ramai, first Rashi in the Gemara, and Lamed Aleph Beis. Nehi, the Tavah Brishos HaYachid, you know, the box and the person are both in the same Rishos HaYachid. But since he can't get the Eruv, it's inside of the box, and the box is locked, and he doesn't have the key. How will he kish them akramas? It's the same thing as having them in two different places. He's in one place, and the Eruv is in a different place. So my answer is Shelavonim. Shanarak l'soysra, it's easy to take it apart. We can boil it locally, but the Mike Demore explains. But Vira Delivni, it's talking about piles of bricks. Stura zulagavzu, beloy tits, b'neim. So the mayor holds that taking apart the bricks when they're not attached at all to get what's inside is mutter. It's not considered soyser. The mayor of Masechet Zbeya, it's the Mishnah of Masechet Zbeya. So Tanakhama said, if you have a bias, you have a building which is totally sosum, it has no opening, and there's food inside, and part of the wall broke down, Manifchas Me'elov, it fell by itself. Feel of Yom Tov, even happen on Yom Tov. And we don't say the food inside is considered muksa. That's like Rav Shimon, who holds that a person never loses thought about what's potentially available. So the food, which is inside, is potentially available. So it's not muksa. The food inside is not muksa. Rav Meir said,
"Why is the food potentially available?"
The wall breaks down.
Isn't that circular? The question is, shouldn't it be muksa since it's behind the wall?
Since potentially a person never loses the thought of the possibility that something might happen to make it accessible.
Right, the wall breaks. Asking, if it becomes accessible, is it?
The muksa would be because the person says, "Well, I never get this. It's he's maksadaita from it." So Yehuda says, "Yeah, because he's maksadas. It's not accessible.
Why would he?"
Rav Shimon says, listen, it might be an earthquake, and the walls will break down, and I'll have food, so why should I be maksadas? Because I might be able to get it.
But these are walls without mortar.
Without mortar.
If there was mortar, would it
wouldn't be. Well, Pashas, according to the Tanakh, even if there would be mortar, be mortar. Your person is never maksadas of anything which is potentially usable. Because something might happen to make it usable.
So normally, on a normal Shabbos, you have something. Building. Brick. No way.
Right.
It's mortar together.
And then earthquake comes, it breaks open, it's corn shipment, you can take the food out. Because the food is not muksa.
Does an accessibility ever make something
muksa? Not according to Rav Shimon. Unless a person would actively put it into a state, versus a person takes, even Rav Shimon's mode, if you make food unusable by grapes when they first start to dry for coming raisins become inedible. So when a person puts the grapes out to dry, so he's actively put it into a state where he's not. His mazel, the sun came out very strongly and it became raisins much more quickly than expected. So Shimon's mother, that's mooks. Because he's done it. Mercy, he was dachi v'daim. He made a conscious decision to make it not. But otherwise, Shimon says, listen, why should I? So you never know, you know. No, anything which a person would want to, would be used normally. If the item itself is usable for Shabbos, right? So Shimon's never maksadas. Remeir says you can go open it up. The lobster is early, but Remeir is limited only to the case of Avir Delivni. There was no mortar, so there's no malach involved in taking it apart. So he holds its mutter. On Yom Tov, because of as simple as Yom Tov. The lobster is oily. It's not considered being soyser. In Be'ir Ovad HaMavteach, The Brisa said if you lost it in the city, the Meshach Lay, if you'd find the key, Motzi Maisi Lay Derech Hatzeris, Megagas, Kafifus, Shaklum Shazachas, Hain, Krib Shimon. So you're going like Krib Shimon, you'd have a way to bring it. How would you bring it? Through the Chatzir, through the Gag, etc. If you find that you can't bring it. But the Mor says, but on Yom Tov, that's not true. It's only true on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. Now, we give them machlokes, but we really have three positions over here. The Tanakhama Bein Be'ir, Bein Besoda, Eruva Erev. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah says it's a valid Erev. Why? Because he could break it open. He doesn't need a key. So whether it's in the city or whether it's in the field, in Ruvayev, the Mosi Sosulay, you can take it apart according to heals like your mayor. Rulyazar the Masnisin, Rulyazar our Mishnah says, it's only tolling the key. Okay? If you have the key, good. If not, not. So he has to know where the key, manning your day, he has to know where the key is. The day maybe he'll find the key is not valid according to Rulyazar our Mishnah. Bein Be'er, Bein Besada, any Ruba Erev. The Mitzvah of Motzah Sosulah, you can't open it all up. Well, that's their mayor. Well, so you're not me Lemotzi, and you can't bring it either. You have a mask claim, even if you find it. The less the Rishim, it doesn't hold like Rishim, the Gagas, Chafifas, Rishus, Achazain. It doesn't hold their one Rishus. He holds that they're separate Rishus. That's Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer in the Bryce, or some people have the gifts of Rabbi Lozer, holds no, the difference between a city and a soda, because there's a heter of Rav Shimon of carrying it. If you find the key, you can carry it. So we look at Rav Shimon. Inami, so that's one way to learn. So there's three different opinions. Or we'll learn that Rav Eliezer on the Mishnah is the same as Rav Eliezer on the Brice. Rav Eliezer must see loy ari ala besoda, but who knew Rav Eliezer on the Brice? Means even Rav Eliezer on the Mishnah would agree that in the field, in the city, even if you don't know where the key is, and you have to look for it, you might find it somewhere where it's not. You still can carry it because like Rav Shimon, you're allowed to carry from one chatzah to another. So, not clear how to learn Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah. Is Rav Eliezer only talking about the case of a soda, or even in the case of a city? Fine. Al Shabbos in Ruvei Erev, the Lashara there above in the Mitzvah, because you can't take it apart. See, even according to Tanakhama, on Shabbos it's a problem. Now, mitzvah of tech b'shabbos. So the Tanakhama says, "Ein ruv erev." The less they do, Rav Shimon. V'hod Rav Shimon perikol agadus. So Rav Shimon is in the perik of kol agadus. So we'll see whether there's one opinion says that all the agadus are one rishos. So you can carry from one roof to the other, without any ruv chetzeris. So if you have flat roofs, you have a series of houses of flat roofs right next to each other, even though they were not ma'arif together, you can carry from one roof to the other. But you can't carry from the roofs to the chutz. That's the Tanakh, that's where Meir says, I think. So kol ha'gagas, Rosh Hashanah chasein. Rav Shimon says, no. Gagas and chatzeres and chavivas are all one big shorts. That's over there. Vein sir b'kelim. Mi'boy sosulei. He says that there's no... No, that's my turn. Okay. Lugamar. Back in the Gemara. So that's one terrace. The case of the Mishnah was a case of a pile of bricks. It was a migdal made out of a pile of bricks. Rabba Rav Yosef, Dami Tavayo. It's about 10 lines down. So Rabba Rav Yosef, they both say that Pshat the Mishnah is that Hacham Abindal Shal Eitz Askin. I'm talking about migdal made out of wood. And what's the closest to Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef? The Marasover, Kalihu, it's a Kalihu. Vein binyan b'kelim, vein sir b'kelim. The malach of soyser, just like the malach of bona, doesn't apply to a kli. You build a house, you build an oil. You don't build a kli. So therefore, there's no malach of soyser of taking it apart. And Tosis said, we're talking about Tosis, like we mentioned earlier. Tosis says binyan gomer does apply to a kli, but we're talking about a case over here, an inferior kli made out of pieces of wood glued together. And that's just the situation. So then the Malach of Soyser doesn't apply. It's the Toyser's learned. So Rashi, by the way, argues. Rashi learns that there's no din of Soyser by Kli. Also, in all the cases, we're talking about a building a Kli, and it's Chayiv, it's Chayiv, it's Machiav, it's Patish. Now it's put. And if it's, and there's no opposite malacha but a makapatish. Boina, there's a soysu. So building is called boina, taking apart is called soysu. If building, if putting together is called makapatish, taking apart is nothing. So according to Rashi, the more is poshut. He might have a bona fide kli. So says, no, by bona fide kli, wouldn't be. What's someone a kli which is an inferior kli? Marsa, we're oil, that this middle was so large, it's not a kli anymore. It's considered an oil. And oil, the malach of Soser applies to oil. We put the dani tanoi. And this machloikas over here in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Eliezer is in the following machloikas. The Tanana. Hikash shall gabi shida tevo migdal. Azov knocked on these boxes, different types of boxes. Shida tevo migdal. So there is one of the types of way without touching it, the zov makes an item move. Right? So the loch is, it's called hesed, and hesed is matama by a zov. If a zov makes an item move, the item becomes tum. Okay. So the Tanakhama says he knocked on it, made it move, so it's tum. Rabbi Chaim and Shimon say it's tor. Mai says, well, why should they say it's torah? My love, but how come if the marsav are klihu? The marsav are oilhu. Tanakama holds it's a kli and it's a kabal tuma. And they hold it's not a kli, it's an oil. And therefore it's large enough it's an oil. And therefore it's not a kabal tuma. Okay? So much of the same thing over here. Eliezer and the Tanakama are arguing whether it's a kli. And therefore, there's no problem of soyser by a kli, or it's an oil, and there is a problem of soyser by an oil. So I says, no. I'm Rabbi. Vitispera, really, do you think so? That's pshat. And the Vatanya, there's a brisa that says, oil of a nisit is tome. Kli by a nisit is tor. It doesn't depend whether it's a kli or an oil. It depends whether it moves or not. So if I have a case of an oil which moves, it's loose enough that when he touches it, it moves. It's tummy. You have a kli which is so sturdy that it doesn't move when he doesn't touch it directly because it's tummy because of maga. He put a something in between and pushed it. If it doesn't move, it doesn't move. So the issue isn't kli versus oil. The issue is movement versus non-movement. And even oil which moves is tummy. So don't tell me the reason why Chemi says it's tor is because it's an oil. But if it moved, it moved. Yeah. Number one. Second question of Bias is if Tony Saban, and even more than that, the Brysa continues and says, Tony Saban, this mission over there in Zoman, Hikish Algabi, Shita Teva Middle, Temeyim, it continues and says the following. Now, the truth is, in the Mishnah itself, it doesn't say the second half, the Sefer. But the Tosefta, which starts out exactly over there in the Masechta Zovim, which starts out exactly like the Mishnah, Hikush, Agavi, Shirat, Hemimigdal, Temeyim, that Tosefta finishes off with the following sentence. Imhoyun is Sutin, is Temeyim. Rebbe Chemi and Rishimah said it's Torah, but if it moved, it's Tomei. Okay. So it's explicit in the Mishnah that they're agreeing that if it moves, it's tummy. So now, so the hazer isn't oil versus kli. Fine. Now, but what is the hazer? I mean, so what's it look like? Tanakama says even if it doesn't move, it's tummy. Rechem and Rishimah say it's tor, but if it moves, it's tummy. Tanakama says it's tummy anyway. What do you mean tummy anyway? It didn't move. Because if it moves, even Rishimah and Rechem agree that it's tor. So what's the case of the mission? So Zerakalal. Nisim Machmas Kaycha is Tomei. Machmas Ra'odah is Tor.
If it doesn't move,
Rabbi. The Tanakhama said it's Tomei. Rishimah and Rishimah say it's Tor. But even they agree, if it moves, it's Tomei. So it means the case where they're saying it's Tor means it didn't move. And that's what the Tanakhama argument says, that it's Tomei. So why would the Tanakhama say it's Tomei if it didn't move? Right? So what's the case? Of the Tanakh, they're arguing, in case it moves, everybody agrees that it's Tomei. So they're all okay, so it didn't move. And Rishi, they say, Thor. Tanna Kamma says, no, it's still tummy anyway. There's no hesed. If it didn't move, it's not hesed. Timur says, no, the case is like this. If it moves because of kaychoi, that's tummy. Because of they are saying, Rishim and Rechem are saying like this. If it moves because of direct push of the person, that's tummy. If it moves
it's tummy.
If it moves through an indirect way, they say it's Torah. Tanna Kamma says, no, even that is Torah. So what will be in a case where, not that he pushed it, but he stamped on the ground, and the movement on the ground shook the thing, and it moved because of that. So they hold that's Torah. Tanna Kamma says, no, that's also Torah. Okay. Ella, something more like this. Amar Abaye, we still haven't explained our Mishnah. Over here, we have to explain that he's still working with the Mishnah over there. Al Rabbi, Tchuli Alma Hesed Machmas Kaychoy is Tome. Machmas Ro'odo is Tor. Even the Tanna Kamma agrees that Ro'odo alone is Tor. What's the argument? V'hocha B'ro'odo Machmas Kaychoy is Kinan. V'hocha B'fli Marsever Havi Hesed and Marsever Loi Havi Hesed. Okay. So the case over there is that when I say movement, where is where Rashi learns, what would be in the following? What does movement mean? I can touch something and it shakes, but didn't move out of its spot. Is that called hesed or not? The definition of hesed means it moved or it moved. So Rashi and Rehem say it has to actually move, it has to budge. So if it, what? It has to change location. So if it that's hesed. And whether that's, but in a case where he pushed it, and it did not move at all, but it shook in its place, is that called hesed or not? That's the machlokes of Tina Shimon and the Tanna Kamma. That's how Bayer learns there's everybody agrees to the klal at the end that a case of direct movement is tome, indirect movement of he stomped on the ground and it made it shake and it moved. Is Tor. The question was, he pushed it directly without touching it, but it didn't move, it just shook. What happened? Good. So that's shot in the Mishnah over there. But at the end of the day, that's clear that the issue over there isn't oil versus kli. So we're left with over here, what shot in our Mishnah? The case of Mishnah was a case of a migdal out of eights, and there's a rule of Ein Binyamin Stir B'Kalim, so why does. It's what Tanakhama says it's an Erev, what's Rabbi Eliezer say? Where it says, what's our Mishnah talking about? The case over here was, it was locked with a rope. And it was locked. So you don't have the key. So it's not accessible. Well, you can cut the rope. Are you allowed to cut the rope? So Moore says that we have this on the Shabbos. There's no issue of cutting a rope. It's not considered a kli to have this purpose. Cutting it apart is not considered doing anything. But you need a knife to cut it. So are you allowed to use the knife to cut the rope? A boy said, "Kid of the Mifsake, you need a knife to cut it open." Just finish off the. Tanna Kamma several lucky Rebbe. I see the Omer Kol. I can't let me tell them Shabbos. You're allowed to move the kli. Even though that's not its primary function, if it's a very delicate item which only has one use, you can't. So Mesra Gadol was a very large knife which was used for chopping meat, etc. You didn't want to use it for other things. And the Yosef Shemach Reisha is the plowshare. So those you don't use for anything else. So you're makbah not, that's called chasar and kiss. Otherwise, you can use any kli, whatever you want. So Tanna Kamma says, take a knife and cut through the rope. Rabbi Lezer Sabalaka, Rabbi Nechemia, which we had in Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemia says it takes muksa to a very great degree. Rabbi Nechemia says, the filo talos, the filo tarbet, ain't the tolem elitzar tashmisha. Each kli is allowed to be moved on Shabbos for one usage, its primary usage, and that's it. So if I want to use a spoon to eat with, Shunte, it's hard to resist a spoon. I want to use a spoon for stirring something. That's a primary use, a normal use of a spoon. That's fine. I want to use a spoon to pop off the top of my bottle cap with the back of the spoon. It's awesome. That's muksa. Because you can't use a spoon for anything other than its main usage. Like a knife is not made to cut ropes. That's what you use a knife, your kitchen knife for. You know, use it to cut food. So you can't. It's muksa. Okay.